This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It will surely not have escaped your attention that April the 15th is this coming Monday, which means unless you live in Massachusetts and Maine, right, where the third Monday in April is the Patriots Day holiday, taxes are due. And if it has escaped your attention, well, the Internal Revenue Service would like a word with you. One of the promises of the GOP's 2017 tax cuts, under which this is the first filing season, is that filing our taxes is going to be simpler, the math a little easier, and the forms a little shorter. Thing is, most Americans used tax software or an accountant to file their taxes, and yes, sure, a lot of that is convenience, but there is a dash of fear in it as well. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
Look, I get it. It's hard to make taxes approachable. Courtney Paquette is trying, though, by turning her classroom into a tax game show.
Which celebrity is generally considered to have owed the most in back taxes at $14 million? Is it singer Mark Anthony?
Paquette is a teacher at Winooski High School in Vermont, near Burlington. She's quizzing the students in her personal finance class, which is mandatory for graduation. She recently taught them how to file their taxes using the IRS forms, the 1040, the 1099, not TurboTax or H&R Block. They grumbled and groaned, said things like, I hate taxes.
I think it's just the instant reaction based off of the messaging that we have as a country about taxes being something that is so terrifying.
You can fill out and submit those IRS forms on paper or on the IRS website, but most people don't. According to the IRS, nearly 90% of U.S. taxpayers pay a professional or use software to file. And there are situations where that's a no-brainer, if you own a business or have complicated investments, for instance. But Joe Thorndike at the publisher Tax Analysts says for many taxpayers, that's not the case.
I mean, the irony here is that for lots of people, filing taxes is not complicated. I mean, if all you earn are wages, for the most part, then your tax return is really quite simple.
You're going to fill out more forms when you go to the doctor. So why do so few people do their taxes on their own? A big reason? Fear.
You're just not sure whether you're doing it right. And on the far side of doing it wrong is potentially jail, you know, or at least some really bad fines.
And that gets drilled into our heads. The IRS is this sort of boogeyman that's going to come arrest you, garnish your wages, take your house. Julie Jaskirski lives in Chicago, and she uses tax software, says the IRS is too scary.
I don't want to say like big brother, but kind of like they have like all this power, or like they'll send their people after you, or like, I don't know, but I'm afraid to mess up.
The other kind of fear at play here, that you'll leave money on the table. Maybe you don't know about some deduction that could get you a bigger refund, but tax software or an accountant does. And while there are some free tax prep options, there are limitations. Juliana Hansen, who lives in Maine, realized that recently. She was using a free version of TurboTax when it said, hey, here's a $200 tax credit you qualify for. One catch.
You need to upgrade to the $40 version of TurboTax to get this $200. They were like waving it in front of my face, but like you have to pay us now, which felt really rude.
Hansen could have gotten this credit on the IRS forms for free by making a few extra calculations, but she paid because part of this is about convenience. Often it's easier to pay someone else to be the expert. Joe Thorndike at Tax Analysts says he gets that. Even he uses TurboTax. But he thinks there is a bigger societal cost when Americans don't know how to fill out a 1040 or what's even on it. They become sort of disconnected from the tax code.
And the downside of that is that the tax system could use a lot of improvements, but it dulls our outrage in a way that makes those improvements less likely.
Courtney Paquette, the teacher in Vermont, wants her students to have the ability to file on their own. And if someday they do use software or an accountant, they'll know enough to double-check their return. For what it's worth, she says her students warm up to the tax forms quickly. By the way, the answer to that question about the celebrity who owed $14 million in back taxes? Nicolas Cage. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.